tonight on the Pageant Cast. I couldn't be more excited. My very good friend Melanie Chulka, International Super Misses 2018, is live in our studios at the mighty, mighty TKPN headquarters in the land of lakes and landfills, Muskego, Wisconsin.
Welcome to the Pageant Cast, your home for beauty pageant news and interviews on the internet.
Hi, I'm Emily Sauer, your 2014 Pure American National Queen in the Ms. Division, and you're watching the Pageant Cast with your host, Tim Kretschmann.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to beautiful Muskego, Wisconsin. And things got entirely more beautiful here today because here in the studio, we have Melanie Chulka. She's International Super Misses 2018. How you doing, Melanie?
Awesome. Thanks, Tim. Thank you so much for having me. I look forward to a great show tonight. I'm looking forward to those questions coming in.
Yeah, I see Janet's already saying hi. Hello to Janet. We're excited to have you a part of our show. Not often you get the director listening in, so you better be on your best behavior is what I'm telling you, young lady. So we're going to try to behave. We've known each other for a very long time now. So I'm going to start with the question I ask so often, and that's about your pageantcedents. What have some of your past pageant experiences been, and what led you to Super?
Well, as you said, Tim, that you've known me for many years, so you've known that I've done quite a few pageants, and that I think that each one brings about some great opportunities for being able to volunteer, being able to meet new friends. So it's kind of a progression you go through and you grow through them. So what's led me to the Super Pageant through these years I've watched all the winners and what they do with their title. And so that's what caused me to enter was being able to promote Janet's her national platform, which is when you do win the international or the super classic titles, you get that opportunity to promote her.
Well, let's go to the platform. Okay. There it is. Okay. I found it. Buckle up. So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, as I said, it's a national platform, and it's important for you to promote that national platform of seatbelt use and awareness. And as you've known me for many years, you know that I've always been an advocate of self-esteem and building self-esteem, helping young people do that. So when I did try out for this title, I had a great beginning speech, and if you don't mind, I wouldn't mind saying my speech.
Go ahead. That's fantastic.
Awesome.
Yeah, let me get you on a one shot here. Okay. There we go. Straight in. Okay.
Great. Believe in yourself. Believe you're worth it. Believe you're worth it to buckle up in the car every time. The years I've spent as a program director for self-esteem has led me to be able to help Janet out with her platform of seatbelt use and awareness. I now have teenage boys who I think it's very important for me to instill in them the importance of buckling up in the car, but not just them, all of my self-esteem students as well. So I always carry this seatbelt to remind them, believe in yourself, believe you're worth it, believe you're worth it to buckle up in the car every time.
Wow, fantastic.
That's my own.
That is great. Now, is it your, I think it's time for show and tell.
Did I bring my seatbelt.
Okay, hold on. I got to press a button, though. I always have a button to push.
Press a button.
Okay, there it is. Show and tell time. I have to write it on the blackboard. Okay.
Show and tell.
So what is that? That's just a miniature, because nobody could actually use it in a car.
Miniature seatbelt, just as a reminder, every day when you're wearing this beautiful seatbelt bracelet.
Ah,
to
it's
buckle
a bracelet.
Up in the car.
Okay. Because I was thinking that would not make it around my belly.
So I have more than just this for show and tell.
Okay.
For my year that I've spent promoting seatbelt use and awareness, I've also had many opportunities to visit schools, daycare centers, and to be able to share with them from Wisconsin activity books about Click-It, the cricket.
Click-It the cricket.
As you just heard the click-it.
And see if we can get a shot right there. Click-It the cricket.
So as you also heard the click-its on the seatbelt,
right.
That's Click-It the cricket. So it reminds kids to buckle up in the car every time. So I've had the opportunity to be able to go out and promote seatbelt safety with kids by offering them little stories. I actually wrote a book. I didn't bring it with me. Okay. I should have brought my book that I wrote. I wrote a book about seatbelt safety, and I also had it published. So it's available online.
I am glad that it's a cricket and not a cicada. Because then it'd be very loud.
It would be.
It would be very loud.
No, so. We just have this little click.
That is cute.
I like that.
And for those of you listening on the audio, you should see the video so you can see this cute little bracelet that we have there. And I noticed that your crown is a little bit different. There's a color to it.
There is. There's a reason why.
Okay, tell me the reason.
One of the great things that Janet offers at the America's Super Pageant mm-hmm. is the opportunity to try out for the international title.
International.
And that is the contestant with the highest points at the pageant gets the international title. So I was blessed with this opportunity to be international super misses.
Well, fantastic. So let's talk a little bit about super so I can make sure I remember everything from the time I went.
Okay.
What are the phases of competition?
Well, the phases of competition are different this year than they were last year. They have changed them. The fitness wear, they're now doing fun fashion wear.
Okay.
So last year there was fitness wear, so swimsuit for the younger gals and fitness wear for the classics. So this year...
it's fun fashion
wear. Fun fashion wear.
Okay.
And then, of course...
The gown.
That's evening wear. And then interview.
Interview, you know what I'm going to ask you. Panel style, length, how...
It is panel style. It is five minutes.
It's 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. 5 minutes can be an eternity.
It sure can.
So, yeah, that's good. Fantastic. What's your favorite phase of competition?
Well, I have one more phase that was in there. It's very important and it's very unique to this particular pageant, and that is earning points for promoting seatbelt safety. So you get to earn extra points.
Great.
So that's another portion of the pageant. So as a contestant for the national pageant, you get to spend your state reign promoting seatbelt use and awareness, and then you get to earn up to 20 points.
I will never forget going to Hamilton, Montana, and we stood out on the street and promoted safety belt usage because their main street is surprisingly active.
Great.
For what is a rather small town, that main drag really gets a lot of people there. Mm. So we got in a lot of eyeballs that day. And that was kind of fun.
Well, that was
prior to the competition.
Right. That's one of the great things also about the America Super Pageant is that Janet plans some fantastic outings. And they're not just fun. Fun is great, but they're also for a great cause as well.
So what's so super about super pageants?
Well, not only is it super because you get to be in such a super place as Montana. Yeah. I know that when you're thinking about entering a pageant, chances are you're going to have to travel to get there. So what is the difference if you're going to travel to Florida or California or Montana to your list?
Because let's face it, most of the pageants are being held in Vegas mm-hmm. or in Orlando, Florida. Those are the two main places. There is a very good chance you've gone to one of those if you're competing in pageants for any length of time.
Right.
Hamilton's unique. It's right in the Bitterroot Valley in the Rocky Mountains. To me, it reminded me a lot of my time in Germany. Just gorgeous, gorgeous area. It's worth checking out. And the community really backs this pageant. They're very much on board.
Well, those are some of the fun things that we're going to be doing this year is, yes, because the community does back the pageant, having a parade in the city. They will give us give us our own America's Super Pageant Parade. So I'm looking forward to that. Last year, the pageant was held in Missoula, also a lovely, lovely city. Is where you fly into when you come into the pageant. So I'm looking forward to seeing Hamilton
this year. That is one of my all-time favorite airports because it's so quick. and you feel like you went into somebody's rec room. It's like one big room.
And when you rent a car, those of us from metropolitan areas will find this very unique. Here's the keys. Yeah, the car's over there. That's it. There's no checkout. They just hand you a set of keys and say, the car's over there.
And you go out. A set of doors that looks like it's a gymnasium, and you just go out in the parking lot.
Climb
in the car and go. You don't have to check out. You don't have to drive over those scary nails make you drive over at a lot of them. You don't have a shuttle ride for 30 minutes because literally it's 20 steps from the door.
It's wonderful. It's immediate so relax when you start your descent into the Missoula Bitterroot Valley. It's instant relaxing. So if you're considering a pageant, just for that fact alone, it's so fabulous to go to Montana.
I love the drive from the airport to Hamilton. Gorgeous. That was just fantastic.
So, Janet, last year took us on a hike up and through the mountains.
Through the mountains? Oh. Isn't it high up there?
Sorry, you just had to. It was wonderful. So those are the kind of fun things that she has planned for all of the contestants. So highly recommend it.
Fantastic. Well, the next thing we're going to try here, I have something here on my hands.
Oh, no.
This is...
I'm scared.
The Box of Mystery.
The Box of Mystery.
I have randomly... I have all sorts of questions from pageants that I've been a judge in. And I'm just going to pick one at random in here. Here it is.
Yeah. Do I get to see it first?
No.
Oh. Okay.
You'll be lucky if you get to hear it. Okay. Here we go. What advice do you have for future competitors?
The advice that I have for future competitors is now and always will be is to enjoy every single second because this is an adventure. It's a fabulous adventure as a contestant. So whether you're going down the street in Hamilton, Montana in a parade, hiking up a mountain, visiting with all of the other contestants, enjoy every second of it. That's my advice.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Hey, we're starting to get some activity in the chat room. We're going to pop that open here. Let's see if I hit the right button this time. There we go. Questions from the chat room. And these are comments from the director who is fact-checking us as we go. That's what's happening here. First of all, she is correct. I do look wonderful. I'm glad that
Janet
she noticed
said you look wonderful.
Oh. Yeah, she also said you look wonderful.
Oh, well, that was nice. Thank you.
Yeah, but let's face it. Okay. Husbands love it for the fishing and hunting. So, yeah, well, it's the wilderness out there.
It's beautiful.
It's just gorgeous. I said the photos I took on that trip, I could take almost any of them and make a puzzle out of it. You know, just send it to one of those places, and they can put a puzzle in there. Let's see. Yes, we're going to a rodeo.
That's why I wore this cowgirl outfit. I have cowgirl boots.
You know
what?
You got to show the belt here. Let's see. There we go. Yeah, there's the belt. You can see right there. She went full cowgirl. But I mean, that makes sense. In Wisconsin, we have more cows than almost any other state.
That's right. Original cowgirl. So. That's what I said.
You know what's funny, though? Here we go. I'm going off on a side. This was going to happen when Melanie and I get together. I go to the Beef Council each year. Do you ever go to that at State Fair Park?
No.
It is so strange because, of course, Wisconsin's got a lot of steer. And we know that California is real big in it. Mm-hmm. But when you see up close a Texas Longhorn from Texas, those things are gigantic. They can't get through some of the doors at a Coliseum.
Wow.
They got to kind of like, I don't know, they turn their head or something. It's crazy. I love that thing. I love going to that.
I got a funny story for you about cows.
Okay.
I was telling Tim before the show began is that I now own a refrigeration company. And one of the things that we do with this refrigeration company is we have cow coolers. Oh, yeah. You're going to say what? A cow cooler.
Yeah, it's a cold milk, isn't it?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, what it does, when you put your cows in the cooler,
Okay. Their
coats grow very thick. And
oh, that makes sense because they would...
desirable. So they do it right before the fairs to make their cows the prettiest cows. So we work on a lot of cow coolers. Cow coolers. It's very popular. Yes.
You know, I've been in coolers. They aren't the easiest to clean. I'm not sure I would want a cow in there for an extended period of time.
It's dedicated for just cows, so it's all
good.
Wow. It's all good.
Wow. Okay. Now, let's see. And this year, according to Janet, and I think we can trust Janet on this.
I think we can trust
her. Yeah. You're going to be on the set of a TV show.
Awesome. You mean...
That's pretty cool.
Well...
I remember the year I went... And trust me, I wasn't competing. When I went and was stalking these poor ladies, she went to a local radio station, and they basically took it over.
It was fun.
It is fun. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
See, I started with radio. I love radio. I think it's one of the few places where it's a little more freewheeling, and you can kind of... follow where you're going and start talking about cows going into refrigerators and things like that. You would never get on that on a TV show. I say as we're on YouTube now.
Well, you know how they say that you have a face for radio? Not Tim. No!
No, I have the body for that.
No, So, yes, I am looking forward to going to the rodeo this year, and it is... That is one of the great things, again, about going out to Montana is that it's not just just for the women. There are so many things for the guys, the husbands, to come along and do.
Families. Oh, yeah. It's a fabulous place. Yes. Everybody should check it out. I should ask you, when is it happening?
Oh, it is. That pageant itself is September 8th. It's Sunday, September 8th. The gals all get there, of course, for all the festivities for the weekend. So the weekend prior, 6th, 7th. And we're looking forward to a beautiful scenery once we get there.
They have a nice stage out there in Hamilton. It's high school, if I remember correctly. And you go out the doors, and it's like a beautiful mountain. So it's I remember taking pictures in a high school parking lot, and I'm like, this is gorgeous. You would usually go to, you know, well, I'm going to date myself. You would go to Sears and ask for that background.
Stuff. Right, everything.
It's just, can't take bad pictures.
Right,
there.
I was just going to say that. No matter where you are, it's just gorgeous.
We got more information coming in from Janet. Now I got to press buttons again. She's doing this just to see if I can press buttons.
Oh, gracious.
I think it's this one.
Well, she said we're also going to be on the radio as well as the TV show for this year when we're in out in Montana. So looking forward to that.
Okay. It says the Gunfather TV show is on the Outdoor Channel. And the stars, Louis and Teresa Tuminera, will be our tour guides. We'll be back in the radio as well. So, I mean... That's pretty cool. That's awesome.
That's why I wanted to go back.
Now, there's still some time for folks to get involved, I believe, right? The entries did close.
It's only a couple days away.
Yeah.
I'm leaving in a couple of days.
Yeah, so, entries are closed. But if you're interested in going out, and I would suggest it highly for folks, it is September 6th through 8th. It's a nice little trip. You don't have to tell anybody. Just go and have a great time.
Come on.
You go to americassuperpageant.com. Now, it's America's, so there's two S's All right, let me see if I can, how good I am at the pointing. There. Yeah, right over there. America's Super Pageant. I also found that if you just Google search on it, it finds it pretty easy too.
So awesome.
That's good. Lots of great information there on all the competitors, and you can sign up for next year. I am going to bet right now that Jana is going to take next year's applications already. So if you're interested, a good idea is to go out to the pageant the year before. Get a feel for it, and then you go back and you're totally prepared. There are, now I'm seeing the age divisions here. I'm seeing preteen, teen, miss, Ms. for single and divorced, 26 and above. That's my favorite.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, yeah. Why, guess why?
Because you're 26 and above? Could that be?
Yeah. I'm 26 in this hand. Anyway, and then we have Mrs. All ages married. Classic is 50 plus. And then we have Queen for plus size. So that is one, two, three, that's seven age divisions plus the international crown.
Plus the international. Yeah.
So a lot of activity there in that pageant. I will tell you, and I wouldn't lie to you just because Janet's on there, that's a quick pageant. She keeps it moving.
Absolutely.
That's a lot of titles. I know sometimes people are scared. It's like, oh my God, I'm going to be sitting here for 3 hours. And trust me, that does happen at pageants. But this one moves fast, I thought.
It does.
It goes pretty good. And
very organized.
I wouldn't want to be backstage. It seems like you guys are moving pretty fast back there.
Yeah. It's fun.
I wouldn't want to be in the way.
It's fun.
You get run over. But that's where you need the safety belt, is right backstage. That's what you should. What does the button say?
Ford.
Ford.
So it's a seat belt.
See, I couldn't even get this around my wrist.
It's not a real seat belt. I made it.
Are you sure? This looks like one.
It was a keychain, and I just made it into a bracelet.
This is super cool.
I know.
It's super cool. All right.
One of the things I did forget to mention as I did a little bit of my speech, part of the competition as well is your introduction with...
the introduction, some points.
And you also talk about your platform and how you will incorporate yours along with the national.
Though. Right. Okay, that's fantastic.
So I didn't want to forget that.
Okay, anything else? I want to make sure you get your chance if you have your elevator speech
or something. I do. Well, one other. Every time I think of it, there's so much going on with the America Super Pageant.
Well, the good thing about being on the internet, it's cheap, so you feel free to take as much time as you want.
Okay, let me take some more time.
Yeah.
One of the other awards that Janet gives is the contestant with the most amount of appearances for seatbelt safety wins a $500 award, and that at last year's pageant.
That's really good.
Was me. That was me.
Ah, good for you.
So,
that's really good, though.
It is.
You know, there are so many of these pageants right now that are out there that the prizes, they're nice. We'll just leave it at that.
But this is fantastic.
Yeah.
The prize itself is that you're out there helping people, but... And Janet adds that kicker. So
yeah. I liked about Janet's pageant was she was developing a community while she was out there.
Right.
You know, obviously I wasn't involved in girl time and all that, but you can see a lot of friendships were being made, and people are having a fabulous time, an absolutely fabulous
time. It is.
Time.
It is. It absolutely is. Yep.
Okay. Well, we are getting to that end part, and I have a bunch of buttons to press. You know this is coming.
End part?
Yes.
What does that mean, end
part? What that means is it's time for your best pageant wave. You will be graded.
Oh.
You will be graded harshly.
I'm not going to do it because I don't want to say goodbye.
All right. Well, we'll just start over again. Now, okay. Here it comes.
Okay.
This is the fabulous pageant wave of Melanie Chocha. Okay. There you go. Okay. Now, notice she's doing stuff with her head. That is against regulations.
It is.
Yes. Yes, that's against regulations.
Well, all you want to see is my hand? Is that what?
No, I'm kidding.
Okay.
I'm kidding. You're doing that so that the light catches the crown. We know what you're up to. That's very, very tricky. Very tricky, but we figured it out over here in the judge's box. But that was, by the way, the Shimmy Shammy.
Yes, it was.
It was the name of that particular wave.
And the spark,
now,
the
how do you feel
was the...
After a whole parade, how do you feel doing that Shimmy Shammy? That one looks like carpal tunnel.
You know what? I do have advice.
Okay.
For the wave-ers.
Okay.
You will see this. You will see politicians doing this. Where are you looking? They're waving over here, and they're looking over here. Hi to you. Hello to you. You are actually waving.
Face where you're waving.
It's very important. Eye contact with whom you are waving. So it's more than just a wave. It's a hello there. I'm happy to meet you.
That is very important. And I'll tell you, in the judge's room, eye contact's even worth more. I have judged pageant gals that refuse to look at me. And I'm kind of like, okay, I'm sorry for you. It's going to be hard to get a good score if you don't look at your judges. It's kind of a thing.
One of the things that I like to say about when you're in the judging room is, I know it's funny when we talk about, you know, be the crown, when we always talk about, you know, miscongeniality, but be the queen, conduct yourself as though you are. That's what you do. That's what you do in the judging room.
Well, I feel as a judge, I want to give it to the person that looks like they know what they're going to do and isn't going to be a problem for the director. You know?
Right.
I mean, I'm serious. The director, think about this, pageant participants. Who do you think brings the judges out? That would be the director.
That's right. Yes.
The director doesn't want... Or you don't want to give your host a problem for the next, you know, year.
No.
So you're not going to pick the contestant that you think is just going to be a mess all year. So you're looking for somebody that looks like they got a plan. I always say I'm looking for the one that I think has a plan in a drawer, and they can just open it up and just start following their plan for the year.
Right.
You know, that
you better know what you're going
to
do.
They're ready to go, you know.
Just like Vince Lombardi said, when you get to the end zone, pretend like you've been there before. So when you get to the judging room, pretend like you've been there before. I've been in this position before. I know what to do. That's it.
Vince, you know, Lombardi. I didn't know you were going to be quoting scripture tonight.
Yes, Vince Lombardi.
We're from Wisconsin.
That's right. It's important.
It is important. All right. Well, want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. We had a great show.
Awesome.
And I want to thank Janet in the chat room. She was chatty. I rescue her a little quiet.
We will see you soon.
But yes, we're going to see.
Montana.
Well, you're going to be out there in just a week or so from this.
One week.
Yeah. So... We'll make sure the show is out there like right away.
Awesome.
Okay.
Awesome.
So, all right. Fantastic. Thanks, everybody. And why don't we say my goodbye phrase together?
Tiara Dreams.